I kept running and walking for an hour, pulling my hood over my face every time I encountered a group of villagers on the busy path. Then an old man appeared. He was alone, carrying a small bag on his back, a walking stick across his shoulder. There was something vaguely familiar about him. I stared at him, his face, his gait, then approached him. I held out my hand, and he took it. "Do you know a man by name of Arobol?" I asked. "I am Arobol," he said, confusion on his face. I turned away and burst out laughing. I was so proud, so happy. But the old man was irritated and suspicious. "Why do you want to know who are you? What are you laughing at?" he said crossly. How could I explain to him who I was? "Haven't you met me before?" I asked, unable to hide my smile. "Don't I look like someone you know?" "No, I don't know you," my father said curiously. "Who are you? Do you know anyone called Aer? Aer who? Aer Arobol?" My father gazed at me in astonishment, searching my smiling face. He took a hasty step toward me, but then, before he could catch hold of me, he clapped, dropping his bag and sticks, and there he lay on the ground, clutching the earth and crying in a loud voice, which fed as he lost a consciousness. I rushed forward and turned him onto his back, frantically trying to recall my first aid lesson as I tried to resuscitate him. A couple of passers-by offered help, and we carried him to a shady couple of passage spot. They wanted to know what had caused the old man to faint, but how could I explain to them what had happened without revealing my identity? "I'm sure he will be okay," I assured them.